Another day in Wormwood Forest.
Hello, boys and girls. Again, it's time for another visit with our friends down in Wormwood Forest.
Hey, hey, don't run away. Listen a while, you'll want to stay. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Hello, everybody. This is Dippy Dwarf. Today, Frankie and Kitty put their heads together and come up with Susie Skunk.
So don't leave your radio. Listen to our animal show. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Yeah. Well, that's one way to get downstairs in a hurry. Yeah, hiya, Dippy Dwarf.
Hello, Frankie Frog.
Yeah, what you looking at, huh?
The Pig's Hotel across the road there.
Yeah, sure is a handsome building, Dippy.
The Harmony Plaza, bright and new. And look at my hotel, the Dwarf Waldorf.
Yeah, old and run down.
Yes. When Barbecue Pig moved into her own hotel, she left me one vacant room here. And I haven't rented it yet, Frankie.
Well, gosh, Dippy, you can't blame anyone for preferring to stay in the Pig's Hotel, now can you?
I suppose not, Frankie. But just the same, I need to rent my vacant room. Need the money to pay bills, buy groceries, buy Easter eggs.
Hey, I tell you what I'll do, Shorty.
Something helpful?
Hey, Natch. I'll hop up to Kitty's room, and we'll plan an advertising campaign for the Dwarf Waldorf.
You're a real fiend, Frankie.
Well, pardon me while I hop upstairs. And down the halls to Kitty's room. A pretty cat is like a melody.
Meow. Oh, it's my dream frog, Frankie.
Hiya, kitty baby. May I come in?
Meow, of course. You can watch me look at myself in the mirror.
Hey, Kittykins, we gotta help Dippy Dwarf.
Is he in trouble?
Well, not trouble, exactly. It's about this here hotel.
I thought things were rather cozy here now, without the pig.
No, that's just it. The pig moved into her own hotel, and now there's a vacant room down the hall.
No wonder this second floor has been so quiet.
Whenever anyone wants a room these days, they go over to the Harmony Plaza instead of coming over here.
Oh, I don't blame them. If I could afford it, I'd live over there myself.
Yeah, but look at it from Debbie's point of view. He needs a room rent.
Have you paid him your room rent?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm in arrears 3 years. What about you?
I only owe for 2 years.
Well, see there, Dippy doesn't get any money from us. He needs a paying guest.
Well, what can we do about it?
Well, I suggest we start an advertising campaign for this hotel and rent that room.
Good. Shall we go down the hall and have a look at it?
A splendiferous idea, Kitty. After you, you lovely fluff of fur.
Say the truest thing.
The room is right here. Hey, the door's open.
Look at this room.
Oh, the pig sure left it in a mess when she moved out.
No curtains at the window.
No rug on the floor.
The bed looks like a pig slept in it.
Yeah, and that chair is on its last legs.
Frog, if we're going to rent this room for Dippy...
Hey, Kitty, what are you thinking? Your whiskers are twitching.
We'll have to redecorate this room.
Yeah, and completely refurnish it.
With fresh paint and new furniture.
I can see it now.
We'll fix a new room, a red room or blue room, and surprise Dippy Dwarf, you bet, when he sees this new room. Not like a pool room, a bright room, a cool room, that he can rent without a care, this new room far away upstairs.
Frankie. If we can make it look the way you make it sound...
It'll be gorgeous.
Oh, yes.
Well, there's no time for dreaming about it. We gotta do something about it.
What first?
Well, I'll hop over to the Grasshopper's junk shop and get some paint.
And I'll go over to Susie Skunk's. She's good at interior decorating. Oh, I do hope Susie Skunk is in.
If you're working your way through military school by selling goose steps, I don't... Oh, hello, Kitty.
Hello, Susie Skunk. Are you busy?
Only moderately so. Do come in.
Thank you.
I've been making truffle waffles for my woodchucky.
Oh, is Dumb Clock here?
Oh, yes, he's in the kitchen. Yoo-hoo, Chucky, I have company.
You do? I thought I was your company.
I'm here now, Woodchuck.
How nice to see you, Kitty.
Won't you sit down, Kitty?
Sue, I must speak to you privately.
Well, don't mind me.
I don't, but you must leave the room.
Please, Chalky, go in the kitchen and have a truffle.
Well, Susie, are you truffling with my affection?
Oh, no. Oh, I wouldn't dare. But I must talk to Kitty.
No, Kitty, she thinks she'd catch me out. Who is more important, a kitty or a woodchuck?
Truffle.
What's so important, Kitty?
Sue, it's about the vacant room in the dwarf Waldorf.
Oh, you mean the room where Barbecue Pig stayed until her hotel was built?
Yes. It's vacant, and I want you to help me rent it.
Oh, really? I couldn't rent it. My house here has more room than I can live in. Oh, I couldn't go rent a hotel room.
You don't understand, Sue. I want you to help me redecorate the room.
Oh, I'd adore to do that. Make the slip covers, crochet the bedspread, hang the pictures like stair steps on the wall.
Can you help me?
Oh, yes. When do we start?
Right now.
Oh, I'll get my bonnet and fascinator. Oh, Chucky!
Oh, yes, sweetie Susie.
I'm going now. Keep the home fires burning.
But, Susie, the truffle waffles.
Eat all you want and put the rest in my purse. I have some inferior decorating to do.
Well, here's the Grasshopper's junk shop. Hiya, Gerald Grasshopper.
Hi, Frankie Frog. They de-junk today.
You sure do. We're fixing up a room in the dwarf Waldorf, and I need some paint.
Got lots of paint around here. These cans.
What colors?
Don't rightly know. Let me look this can. Hey, looks like tobacco, don't it?
Yeah. Hey, that's not a can of paint. It's a cuspidor.
Oh, so it is.
What about those cans over there, Gerald?
These must be the cans of paint. I'll open up the lids.
Hey, that can is only half full. And so is that one.
Well, what do you expect at a junk shop?
Do you have enough of any one color?
Well, that depends on what you call enough. I remember one time when I was wrestling with a doodle bug. I pinned his legs to the ground, twisted his wings until he cried, "Enough, enough." That's how much was enough for a doodle bug.
Yeah. But I'm a frog, and I want enough paint to paint a hotel room.
Tell you what I'll do, boy. Take these three cans of paint, red, green, purple, and orange. I'll sell you a striped paintbrush.
And I can stripe the walls. Hey, that's not a bad idea. The Grasshopper, you're really clever.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. But when it comes to paint, though, I'm slightly brilliant.
Yeah, how do you account for that?
I use a high-gloss enamel.
Well, Susie Skunk, we finished shopping.
Yes, and I almost have more bundles than I can carry.
Well, here comes Frankie Frog. We'll let him carry the bundles.
But look, he already has his hands full of cans of paint.
Oh, so he has. Frankie!
Hi, you kitty baby. Susie?
Hello, Frog.
Gee, look at the bundles.
Couldn't you carry them back to the dwarf Waldorf for us?
Yeah, I already have a load. Now, these are cans of paint and this striped paintbrush.
Frankie, I just thought of something.
Yeah, what?
Who's going to pay for all these things?
Who paid? Gee whiz. I never thought about that.
Then start thinking.
Money. Do you have any money, Kitty?
No, and if I did, I wouldn't spend it this way.
I haven't any money either.
Jeepers. Hey, who's that over there by the chestnut tree?
It looks like Timothy Turtle.
Maybe he has some money.
You know, I'll ask him. Hey, Turtle. Oh, me. He's asleep as usual.
Wake him up.
Well, I'll tap on his shell with a striped paintbrush. Hey, Tim, wake up.
Oh, what time is it?
Well, it's time for you to come out of that shell and talk to us.
Don't want to come out.
You come out or I'll come in there and scratch your eyes out.
I'll come out. I'm out.
Timothy, do you have any money?
Nope, not a riot science.
Oh.
What about a blue nickel or a dollar greenback?
The only greenback I have is the one under my shell.
Yeah, I might have known a turtle wouldn't have any money. He's too lazy to earn any.
I'm not lazy. It's just that my energy is tired.
Frankie.
Yeah, kitty baby?
Timothy could carry these bundles back to the dwarf Waldorf for us.
Hey, he could at that. Timothy, hold out your hands.
Why?
Don't ask questions.
Just do as I say. Hold out your hands.
Like this?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Now, take these bundles.
And these cans of paint.
What about my bundles?
Pile them on too, Susie.
Oh, goody. There.
I sure let myself get hooked into this.
Now, you take them right over to the dwarf Waldorf, Turtle, and go up to the second floor with them.
Oh, my. How could I be so misguided?
On your way, Turtle.
Sometimes I wonder if it pays to be so accommodating.
Now our hands are free. We can go do more shopping for that room.
We do need some thistle down pillows.
Yeah, and we do need some money.
Barbecue Pig is wealthy.
Go get some money from her, Frankie.
But will she let me have money to fix up a rival hotel?
Be clever, Frog. Don't let her know.
You can do it, Frankie. You have a green head.
Well, I'll try. See you two later. Look in the window of the Pig's hotel and see if she's in the lobby. Yeah, there she is. Hey, she's talking to Swindler Hugh Fox. Wonder what they're talking about.
Oh, I declare, you do say the clever thing, Swindler Q.
That's because I'm a fox.
Heavens, I do believe someone's at the door.
Then permit me to see who it is.
Oh, do by all means.
Hey, hiya, Swindler Q. Fox. Is the Pig in?
One moment. I'll see if the Pig wishes to see you.
Hey, don't you give me that runaround business. I'm hopping in. Boop.
Well, wait here while I speak to the Pig.
You wait here. I'm going to speak to her. Oh, Barbecue Pig. Hiya.
Franklin Frog, as I live and breathe.
Pig, I don't see any shrubbery in here, so I can't beat around the bush. But I'll come straight to the point.
Whatever do you mean?
I need some money, quick.
So, pardon the expression, what?
Yeah, open up your safe and give me a few bills, Pig.
Of all the unmitigated nerves.
Oh, Pig, it's for the beautification of a drab part of Wormwood.
Oh, it'll improve the looks of things.
It sure will. It's your civic duty to give me some cash.
I adore being civic-minded. I'll open up my push-button money box. Stand back out of the way, Frank.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I'll push this button here. And here is my money box at my pig feet.
Gee, look at all the money. Hurry, Pig.
For the beautification fund, I hereby give you 8 $17 bills.
And for the cash, I hereby give you 7 14-carat kisses.
Oh, heavens, when you play post office, it's a red letter day in the mailbox. Frankie, are you through striping the wall?
A couple of more swishes of the striped paintbrush, like this. And the walls are all striped and colorful.
Oh, this room is gorgeous.
New slip covers, soft thistle down pillows.
Yeah, I'll hop down and tell Dippy about it. Hey, Dippy. Hey, Dippy Dwarf.
Hey, I'm right here, Frankie. No need to shout.
Come upstairs and see the big surprise, Shorty.
Oh, I like surprises.
Well, come on.
I'm coming. You don't have to pull my beard.
Now, right down the hall to the room that the Pig vacated.
Surprise!
Look at this room. Why, it's beautiful.
Now you won't have any trouble renting it, Dippy.
I should think not. It's so beautiful, it'll rent in a minute.
Oh, Dippy, your worries are over. The room's already rented.
It is?
Yes. It's so much more beautiful than my old room.
That you're going to rent it?
Right. Now you don't have to fret about this room being vacant.
Oh, Kitty, you're so noble to make such a sacrifice for a friend.
Well, it's not all sacrifice. The minute I walked in, I could see myself in this room.
Well, that's not strange. There are mirrors on every wall.
No wonder Kitty could see herself, and maybe the mirrors will reflect good luck for Dippy Dwarf and his animal friends down in Wormwood Forest.
Hey, hey, that's all today. We're so glad that you could stay. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Till next time, Frankie Frog sees a poster that changes his life. Till then, this is Dippy Dwarf saying so long.
Wormwood Forest, written by Tom Titchener, has come to you from WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.